Hi, you're listening to the 2011 Frontlines Leadership Podcast. This is Joe Valenti. I'm the director of Frontline Summer Camp, and I'm here with Jessica Bowers.
Hey.
And we're just in our weekly meeting, getting moving on what's going to be happening this summer, and we just wanted to update you guys on what's going on. If you missed our first episode, it gives all the details of dates and times you need to get off work, and gives you some vision casting for where we're going in 2011. And this time we just wanted to give you some updates and then go into a little more detail about what the week looks like. So in the past, we have had one speaker come for the whole week. We've had Scott Biddle last year and Andy Schwinard the year before that. We had Tim Bray for a couple years in a row. And what we found is that if the speaker really connects, it can be a really, really good week. If the speaker doesn't connect, it can be a really, really big flop of a week. And each kid is different, and they connect with different speakers. And so what we've done this year is we've decided that we're going to go with five different speakers. So we've asked Jeremy Hales, the executive director from Frontline, or from Skyview Ranch, to come one night. We've asked Andy Sikora, who's the lead pastor at Renew Communities, who spoke at Winter Retreat this year, to come out. We've asked our new pastor here at CVC, Chad Allen, to come out for a week. We've asked our own Michael Wolf to do a message, and I believe I'm going to speak one night. So that's what we've that's what we're working on right now, and we think that having all of those different guys will enable them to get past some of the stress of having to prepare for the whole week and really concentrate on one talk and just knock it out of the park. So we're excited about that. That was my phone, for those of you who don't know, and just let me know that I have an email. I apologize. The other thing that's a cool update is that we're able to secure all the hardware and the things that we need to stream the services at Frontlines Live. So all of you who aren't able to come will be able to join us on the video stream, as well as parents, which is a huge thing for them, as they'll be able to kind of get a window into what we're doing. We have all of our games lined up. We've got a couple of our students who are college students now. They're going to come back and help us with games this year. We've got all the print out, the permission slips and all the flyers out to our parents. So they have those. We've actually started getting in a few registrations already. And we have our first fundraiser underway. We're selling Mally's candy bars, as we have in the past. We sell them for a dollar, and then we get 50 cents profit for each of those candy bars. Last year, our candy sale by itself made $7,000. So if you can be a part of that, we'd appreciate it. You can pick up candy anytime during the week at the church or on Sunday morning or Sunday evening. So those are the quick updates. And, you know, a lot of leaders just ask us, hey, what does a week at camp look like? What can I expect? And so Jess is going to talk to you about what that first day looks like, what the expectations on you, the leader, are, and then I'll kind of take you through the rest of the week.
Okay, so Sunday afternoon, which is July 17th this year, the registration actually begins at 2:30, but we're going to ask our leaders, you guys, to be there at 1 o'clock because they're, because church will be letting out, and there are so many things that need to happen to transform the CVC lobby from CVC Sunday morning church to Frontlines registration and worship. So we will have you meet at 1 o'clock that afternoon, and we will start setting up tables and getting t-shirts and check-in ready and just really getting everything set, so when we have parent volunteers come, we can direct them and tell them exactly where they need to be, answer any last minute questions you guys might have, anything like that. We will start registration at 2:30 and depart at 3:40. Nope, just kidding. We're going to do worship at 3:15, and then we'll depart at 4 o'clock and get to Beulah Beach at about 5. So from there, dinner at 5:45, and then evening service at 7:30. It's going to be probably a little longer than the services have been in the past, since it's our first night and it's Sunday, and we don't really have anything else planned except for a late night, and then that's it. Lights out at 1 a.m.
Speaking of the services, one of the things that I think that we've missed in the past is just a fun element to our services. We've done some skits in the past, but they haven't really connected to what we're doing. because of different folks doing that. And that's an area that we're really trying to ramp up this year. So in addition to the worship and the message that we obviously will do, we're working with some folks in our church that are skilled in writing scripts and in doing drama, and are working to have each night just some fun on the stage, some upfront games, maybe some skits that'll make the kids laugh and get things going. So that's a piece that we're adding this year. The rest of the week kind of looks like this. Every day is very similar. We'll wake up about 7 o'clock, 7:30. We'll meet as leaders before breakfast just to kind of recap the day and give instruction for the day to come. We'll have breakfast at 8:30. 9:30 will be our worship sessions. And then at 10 o'clock, we go into breakout sessions. And we'll give you more updates on what those look like here in the next podcast. At 10:45, we do what's called Ichthus, and those are our team games. At camp, everybody is split up into four teams: the red team, the blue team, the orange team, and the green team. And teams are a big deal at summer camp. Kids bring clothes that are in that color, and face paint, and hairspray, and all kinds of other things to really pump up their team. And so we encourage you to get involved in that. But Ichthus is the big team game time for the day. And we have some great games planned this year. We've really tried to think hard about what has worked and what has not worked in the past. Our first game, for instance, is going to be this game where you have to spin around a baseball bat and run and dunk your head in a mini pool, and then run around all of the other mini pools and get back in line with your team. And just games like that where they're a lot of fun, where you can really use teamwork and things like that. So that's Ichthus. Then we'll have lunch. And then the afternoon is full of different activities. Sometimes we'll be at the lake with swimming and tubing and using the jet skis. One day we're going to have tug-of-war competition. There's a couple days where we're going to do paintball. There's water slides there, high ropes that we're going to use. So the afternoon is kind of all different kinds of activities. One of the things that we're adding this year is a lounge area that will be outside under a tent for those kids who want to just relax or don't necessarily want to do active activities. There'll be cards there available and board games, and Rick Imers is going to take control of that and kind of do some more chill activities in that space throughout the afternoons. Then we go to time to clean up and dinner. Then we have a little bit of a break where kids can just relax before our evening service. Evening service will start at 7:30. And then we'll go into small group time where you guys will kind of take the lead and process through the day and the talk with the kids. And then we'll come back for late night. Late night games are basically like game show nights where sometimes we'll do team versus team, sometimes guys versus girls, and just inside enjoying one another in that way. And then we kind of have some time for the kids just to hang out before they go to bed. So that's kind of what the week looks like. On Thursday evening, we're doing a focus on missions, and we'll, again, update you in more detail about what Thursday night is going to look like as we go. But we're actually going to do a candlelight vigil down into the woods, and there's a stage in the woods where we're going to do our evening worship. So that should be a lot of fun. Just a side note, as we give you all these details and talk to you about the games that we're playing and the special things that we're doing and the people that we're bringing in, we would just ask that you guys keep this to yourselves, not because it's some big secret, but because one of the things that I think is so exciting for the kids about summer camp is the excitement of the unknown, that they don't know what's going to happen next, they don't know what we're going to do, they don't know what we're going to pull out of our hat, and I think that really adds an element of suspense to it. So if you guys would keep this to yourself, have the conversations amongst the leaders, and even with your upperclassmen. I know sometimes we talk to them about things, but they deserve to have that element of surprise just like everybody else. So we're looking forward to Frontlines 2011 with you guys. Come and grab some Mally's candy so you can sell and help raise funds. Make sure that you talk to your boss and get that week off. If you're able to, we'd really appreciate it. And we'll get back to you soon with more details. If you have any questions, as always, you can email me at jvalenti@cvconline.org, or you can email Jess at jessm, bowers@gmail.com. Thanks and have a great one.